That's interesting. I literally, it was about 2 minutes after 2 minutes after nine, and he calls and he says, "Hey, I'm coming down." I said, "Man, is that not a great thing?" So God does answer prayer. I mean, quicker than we think. And so he's with us with his beautiful wife Barbara. We go back 37 years was the first time I was in God's river, and I don't know if Marcel was quite ready to submit his life to Christ at that time, but close. I know that it was real close. And since that time, we've worked together. There's 62 reserves up in Manitoba. He's literally outreached to all 62 reserves. He has a conference every year called the Fire Conference in Winnipeg. And there's people from Ontario, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Northwest Territories, the states. And it just started from real humble beginnings. I was a young man. He was a young man. We got together back in 1984. We were having meetings. Those meetings were so powerful, we got kicked off the reserve for 10 years. So you know about powerful meetings. Not always, the meetings do not always turn out just exactly the way you wanted them to turn out, but we had powerful, powerful meetings. Kids were coming off. You talk about the winds of God blowing on young people's lives. They come off the ice skating rink in their skates in the winter, and they came in and gave their life to Jesus. And, you know, it was such a powerful, we were in a Holy Ghost revival setting that where the enemy was coming against us with all of its power, said we were of the devil and everything else. But you know what? Who broke through was the Holy Spirit and the people of God. And I remember that morning, that Sunday morning, the pastor got up and he literally said, "We are of the devil." I mean, to Jesse Graham, myself, and his guitar. Because Graham played the blues, Christian blues, and he just said, but then I heard this noise. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And it was the women of God's Narrows, the women of God's River, and the women had gathered and they said, "Enough is enough. I've got to let my spirit free. I've got to get free. I need a breakthrough." And when they broke through, the thing went crazy. I mean, we were about 2 hours later and praising and worship. The pastor, he left about 2 hours before that. And the problem on the reserve at that time, they didn't know what to do with all the converts. I think there was 120 converts that come to Christ, but they didn't know what to do with them. So they said, "Get rid of us guys." So we got to come back 10. I remember landing about 6 years into our 10-year band off of the Narrows, and they come out and "How long are you going to stay?" I said, "Oh, we're just passing through." But the fact is, the move of God cannot be stopped. You know, 10 years later, we were invited back to God's Narrows. They had built a brand new big house for the Lord. And 120 people that were saved from that 10 years ago were in that building worshiping and praising God. You know, that's the power of our God. When Tom was talking about identification, that's our identification. We identify with the God of heaven and earth. He is our Father. Jesus is our big brother. And the angels of God has ordained us by the power of the Holy Spirit to be a different church, to be a different people, and with a different spirit. Amen? The spirit of Caleb and Joshua. Marcel, would you come? And Barb, would you come? And let's give them a community church welcome. Hallelujah. A very, very good friend. Praise God. I don't care. Are you coming up, Barbara, for a little testimony time? Hallelujah. I think maybe that was Tom that was trying to get you going up here, Barb. And we might even give Marcel a chance to speak something, too. All right. Just kidding you, buddy.
Good morning. good to be back here. Praise the Lord.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. And we were having a problem with where to go. We wanted to go to Bemidji, and we wanted to come here. So we really had to pray and do it where to go. And I thank God for His direction. Thank you, Jesus. And it's good to hear that God is still in control. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, I'd like to share. I had a call from one of my daughters, and she said that did my other sister share you her dream? Not her dream, her vision. I said, no. So she told me that she had my youngest baby had a vision of a huge bear, very huge. And the Christians were just attacking this bear because it was attacking them. They were using axes and hammers trying to kill this bear. And one by one, they started to give up because they got tired of fighting. So they moved away from the bear. But there was one person there who didn't give up, kept using the axe on that bear. And finally, the bear went down. And that huge bear, once it fell, it was just a cub. A baby bear. It wasn't even a big one. And she was really amazed that it turned out to be a cub. Then she saw a father bear and a mother bear, but they didn't even bother to attack that person that killed the cub. So it goes to show us that God is always in control. Praise the Lord. That He is the God of the mountain and God of the valley. Yes. God in the good times and God in the bad times. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And it made me think of the verses in Ephesians 6 where it says to put on that full armor of God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That we need to stand fast and put on that armor. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That we have to put on that breastplate of righteousness and gird our loins with the belt of truth. Yes. This morning I saw that belt. It was a blue belt. And you know, blue represents vision. Praise the Lord. That we never should lose the vision of Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And to sort our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That He should always guide us. Allow Him to guide us. Praise God. Whatever situation we go through, we have to use that shield of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To quench those fiery darts. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Most important, the Word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That we have to use it to every circumstance that we face. That we have to use that Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. From there, you can thread down every unclean spirit that rises against us. Thank you, Jesus. That nothing is bigger than our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And most of all, the important thing is to put on that helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's where the enemy attacks. Hallelujah, Jesus. Trying to make us get worried, put fear in our minds, or give us a low self-esteem. Telling us that we're not worthy. But He is a liar. And we should always walk in truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. For He says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I thank the Lord for his mercies.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thinking about the veterans, we are the veterans too. Hallelujah. Fighting the battle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's good to be back. It really is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And with that, God bless you all. Praise God.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. It's good to see brothers and sisters again. Hallelujah. I'm from God's river. Amen. Hallelujah. God's river. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep these things which are written in it, for the time is near. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. Come on. Oh, Holy Ghost. Say Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, Sandra, say Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's keeping us alive. Amen. By his Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. The wind is blowing. Amen. The wind is blowing. All we have to do is just reach out and say, go ahead and blow. Amen. Go ahead. The freshness of God. Amen. Just blow. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Blessed is he. Amen. He says, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we go back a long ways, 37 years. Hallelujah. And somebody was talking about alignment. Amen. Alignment. Okay. See, me being from God's River, and you in Minnesota here, northern Minnesota here, alignment. Hallelujah to God. So 37 years may be a long time. Amen to us. But in God, it's just so short. Amen. But the time is here and now. Amen. That we are stuck together. Amen. We are united together. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We are bonded together. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Whether you like it or not, we are aligned. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Brothers and sisters. Amen. Hallelujah to God. No matter where you're from. Amen. Amen. God designed us to be together. Amen. When we read this word, when we read the spoken word of God, amen, the inspired word of God, amen, we live by it, amen, hallelujah to God, and we grow in it, amen, hallelujah to God. Sometimes we may not know what's taking place, amen. Sometimes we may not know what to do, amen, but he does, amen, hallelujah to God. He is aligning us, amen, hallelujah to God, amen, to work within, amen, to work within the body of Christ, amen. Hebrews says, you don't have to go there, amen. Stimulate one another, amen, hallelujah to God, so that we can be together, amen, hallelujah, united together, amen. Another context where it says, another interpretation says, neglect not the fellowship, amen. So 37 years is a long time, amen. So we're going to keep continuing fellowship, amen. Because in God's kingdom, it is forever and ever and ever. It's not just 1 year, 2 years, amen. But we are here together, amen, hallelujah, in the fellowship, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. 62 reserves is a lot of communities, amen, hallelujah. So in Manitoba, amen. And about the fastest growing communities, I believe, amen. When Jake came, I think there was only less than, 240 plus, I think, at that time. But now it's 800 plus. That's a long time, God's River. God's River is still flowing. No matter what, minus 50 is still flowing. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Still flowing. Amen. Amen. But some people, sometimes they get tired. Amen. And that's where we align ourselves and say, hey, configure this. Can we figure this? Or in computer terms, configuration. Amen. We'll know how to do it. We'll know how to sort it out. Amen. You know, you may not speak Cree, amen, but we'll work it out. Amen. We'll continue to speak in tongues. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Amen. We'll interpret each other. Amen. We'll just interpret what they, you know, in the things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I have a great desire to pray for our First Nations people. Amen. I have a great, I covet your prayers that our children, amen, be in the Lord, amen, and they be baptized in the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah, and sickness and infirmities in the Northland, amen, is so great, amen. We have so many people with diabetes, amen, and so many people with limbs cut off, you know, because of diabetes, amen. So we need to eat right, amen. We need to be fed right, even as the Word of God is so, amen. If we read the Word, like what it says here, amen, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We shall be blessed. So that's what we need. Is not only a breakthrough like what happened 30 years ago, amen, but we want that that flow, amen, that we be healed, amen, that we can be delivered, amen. There's that word deliverance, amen. There's that word deliverance where we can be delivered, amen. That's we need prayers for our community. Young people are so immune to prescription drugs. I know it's happening all over the place, but it's unreal how they are so addicted. They can't break free from these prescription bills, amen. And we lose so many of our people, amen. One reserve alone, amen, 40 people died. 1 year alone in a community of 2,500 people. And last September, that community, they lost about 17 people. Just September alone. Amen. And that's why we invite you to come and be a blessing to our fire conference. Amen. It's only a 2-hour drive to Winnipeg. Come on. And it's a big, when we come to Winnipeg, costs us about $700 return for an hour and 15 flight, an hour and 15 minutes flight. And to come and host meetings over there is rewarding. It's not a burden. It's rewarding. And we put it on the radio, NCI Live. About potential listeners, 500,000. And our people look forward to these kind of, not only meetings, but to hear God's word and to sing songs of praise, to hear songs of praise. And many that are incarcerated in jails, that's when they phone in and say, I'm giving my life to Jesus. And they announce that on the radio, say, I'm giving you my life to Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And that's why it's great rewards. Amen. So we invite you to come. Yeah. Amen. To come and support us. To hear a group like this, man, so anointed. Amen. It's a blessing just to see them. Hallelujah to God in the streets of Winnipeg. Amen. I know one of my cousins in Oxford House. In August, she lost. She didn't know she lost her daughter. Her daughter went missing in August, in Winnipeg. But when we had NCI meetings in March, and we had live prayer, we're going to pray for those people that lost their daughters in Winnipeg that were never to be found. We just cried, and there was such an intercession, even through live radio, and just there was just mourning and crying. And about 2 months later, my niece, I guess, from Oxford House, I was driving in the streets of Winnipeg, and I received a call. I think they found that missing girl.
Yeah.
I think they found her. At least there was some closure to the family, at least. But her body was not to be found. But the one that did it got charged. So in Winnipeg, hallelujah to God, we need a lot of help. Amen. I have a brother in Winnipeg, Rudy. Amen. He's been a teacher there for 30 years. A city slicker. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So alignment is very important. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. He's saying, if he's saying to you, go to God's river, go. Just go. Come. Yeah. Just come. If he's saying, he's saying to you to go to Garden Hill, go. Yeah. Garden Hill needs a lot of prayer. If he's saying you to go to Split Lake, go. There's a lot of reserves. We need laborers in the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to go and expand in the north. Hallelujah. We can go this way over there, but the north needs your love too. Hallelujah. So to remain blessed and to keep in alignment, we're going to do what God has called us to do.
Amen.
We are going to build. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says here, it says, for the time is near. But at that time, the word that was written, that was years ago, years back. But we are here now.
Amen.
You are the one. We are the one that is called to be blessed, be not only blessed, but to see the abundance, but the fruits of your labor, the fruits that's going to be added more. Amen. We're not even going to dwell on our sufferings. It's not even worth mentioning our sufferings. It's not going to be worth mentioning our trials and tribulations. This one did that to me. This one said that to me. No, no, no. Think about that bear, the axe, the book of Acts. We're going to use the axe. Whatever we have lost, it's going to be found. Whatever we lost, whatever they stole from us, amen. Amen. We have an advocate. I will pay us, that will give us back more. Don't even worry about that. Don't even worry about that, but you're going to get back more. Amen. Even in your finances, what Brother Tom was saying. Amen. And that is the key. Amen. To keep supporting the kingdom of God through your finances. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Because that's what I'm beginning to find out. In our five conferences, I'm beginning to ask to be bold. I said, do another reserve. I said, you want to be my partner? But you have to put something too. Partners. Hallelujah to God for the benefit. You know, in our school systems, they're not teaching Jesus. In our government systems, they're pouring money to programs. They're pouring money for healing and health and all that. They're pouring. It's not it. But we can use it and say, I have an idea. I'm going to stimulate it. I'm going to change it. Be creative. That's it. We're going to teach our children. Jesus loves you. This I know. We're going to teach our kids. We're going to teach our teenagers. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to prevent them. When they're small, we're going to prevent them. They're not going to be drug addicts. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. I have a vision. We have a vision. That's why I read this revelation. It says, blessed. So endagoso, kri. You're going to be blessed. So endagoso. You're going to be blessed. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Blessed is you who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We hear it. And say, I'm going to expand. Say, I'm going to expand. Before I sit down, I'll just go and use this word. Well, I'm going to expand. I'm going to expand. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. And I remember I have a family here. I remembered. I said, the Holy Spirit reminded me and says, you have a family there in Tiber River Falls. There's Jim and Mary over there. And there's Deb, and her husband, Frank. Yeah. My son says greetings to you. He says, keep praying for me, Ivan. He remembers. Hallelujah to God, amen. And I have a family here. Hallelujah to God. Dan Ricks, and June right there. And I have a family like. What's a Stan, a dear man? Stan and Fran. It's Fran, right? Yeah, family. But I know that I was shedding a tear when I was driving here. I said, my family is going to be home to Jesus. Yeah. Barb and Gary. I said, we used to drive the same route to come to church here. Hallelujah to God. When these kids were smaller and now they're preaching the gospel, they're traveling the world. Hallelujah. That's the rewards. Amen. So, and a family here, Denny and Linda. Amen. I hear they have a pontoon boat. Amen. Summer. Yeah, to me, summer's here. To me, summer's here now for you. But me over there, lots of ice, about 3 feet deep, 3 feet ice yet. Still winter out there. But to me, it's so good to see green grass here. Hallelujah. So, greetings to you from God's River. Keep praying for me. Keep praying for us. And we are going to continue. We're just going to march forward. Hallelujah to God. Keep planning meetings. And I think I'll be back in Winnipeg, June. Hallelujah. And God bless you, Jake. We love you. We love you, Church of Thief River Falls. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Marcel. I appreciate that. Yes, you think about coming from small beginnings. You didn't know. I mean, I was 6 months old in the Lord when I went up there the first time. I was scared out of my ever-living mind. I mean, they popped the hill with the snowmobiles, and here two white guys and a black man stood out in the snowbank and waiting for them to come. They told us to get into the box,
the box was behind the snowmobile, and so we'd get in the box, and they run us to the to where we were going to stay. And of course, you know, with the white man Indian, you know, you've been watching TV too much. And, you know, so when they popped the hill, I said, well, this could be my scalp. So this is what happened. This is what happened. He said, well, we'll just scare the hair off the guy. But from that, walking in faith, I found out a beautiful, wonderful people. And I said, if I ever had a situational problem, I'd move to God's River. I'd move to the reserves. And people said, why would you go there? It's because the people are so beautiful. Do they got problems? Just like us, we got problems. But we've got also the solution to the problem, Jesus Christ. Just think of a person making a decision, and now how many people were going to hear the gospel through a fire conference? Up to 500,000 people. Wow. You know what? In obedience, we began to take the land. And we thank you, Marcel, so very much. Barbara, we thank you. They have been the catalyst of the move of God in that area year after year. And that was always the problem. They'd get for 4 years, and then they suffered burnout. And men would leave, and women would leave. They couldn't take the really, it was abuse of incense. But like Marcel was saying, is we don't look at the problems that we've already passed through. Let's not point back. We look to the victory that we get every time. Yes, there was a battle. You'll never know the victory unless you fight a battle. Amen? And I do encourage, when he's talking about, hey, you can come and you can do some great and wonderful things. I mean, you don't, it just takes faith. 4 or 5 people say, hey, I'm going to do something for God. And you go up and you'll be tremendously blessed by the people all through that country. We were in Garden Hill, Tom, and I think we had 8 other people went to Garden Hill. We had a blast. But what was going on, there was gang warfare that was supposed to be going on in these reserves. And so we went to the one that was bringing international understanding that there were some real problems there. And we went there, and the first night we said, we want to see the gang members come to our meetings. And so that was kind of, because on the radio, we were on radio and said, okay, we've got a powerful, great God, and we want to see the gang members. And so with that invitation, guess who shows up the next night? And a bunch of gang members showed up at the meetings, and we had some dancers with us, and they were dancing around until the gang members come in, and they all came running to the front of the church. But you know, that night, we had an altar call, and every last one of those gang members come up and gave their life to Christ. You know, Christ takes on the gangs. No problem, no problem. So I just really thank you, Marcel. Thank you, Barbara, for coming. We have heard a voice from another people. We have heard a voice from another land. Will we heed the voice? Will we hear the prophecy that God has spoken over this area? And will we be part of the big move? Because we are better together. Amen. God bless you. If you're wanting prayer today, I know that Marcel and Barb would be glad to pray, and others would be glad to pray. May you have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday out. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His goodness shine upon you. May you have a fantastic week in Jesus. May His angels, again, I love the army that Tom was talking, may the angels of God follow you. And when you call upon the name of the Lord, He will hear and He'll provide. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Hallelujah.